him. He was still a come over, wasn't he?
Yes, I suppose he was in a way, yes.
I know he died a few years ago. He was 88.
Oh, did he?
So that meant he'd been on the island 70 years, but I suppose he was still a come over.
Well, that depends, doesn't it, what you how you're looking at it.
Yes.
Yeah. So he came over from Lancashire and settled
he did,
here?
Yes,
yeah.
His family came over. To get away from cotton mills.
Yes, yes, that was all over there, wasn't it?
They'd been here for holidays. And
liked it, yes. Be. And was he a farmer?
No, no. They had a... Well, he did all sorts of things, I suppose.
Did he?
In the beginning.
Yeah.
When I was a child and growing up, they had a partnership with two other in the one of the village shops.
Ah.
So, general store.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah, the village shoppy.
Yes.
Yeah. Mm. Can I ask your date of birth?
December the 4th, 32.
All right.
I have to think.
Yes. Yes.
Yes.
Well, you're younger than me. So
I'd be, what would I be when war broke out?
Six, wouldn't I?
39.
Yes,
76. Yes, my birthday is December.
Oh, right.
So
yes.
It broke out in September, wasn't
yes,
it?
Yes, September 39.
So I'd be six.
Six.
Nearly
yes,
seven.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. I was nine when the war broke out.
Yes.
So what do you remember about it? Do you remember the date the war broke out?
Funnily enough, no.
No?
I suppose I should do, but...
Well, at that age.
I know, as children, actually, we had quite an... I suppose the war years were much more interesting than they would have been otherwise, because my parents had, just the year before the war, they'd taken a small boarding house in Laxey. And I remember my mother saying that... as soon as they heard war broke out, they all, you know, all the people who'd been booked, even for, say, a fortnight, they just went home, panic.
Did they?
They, you know, they all just left as if it was going to, everything was going to stop the next day.
Yes.
And then, of course, in the wartime, the boarding houses, the small houses, you got all sorts billeted on you.
Mm-hmm.
We had soldiers. For a while.
Did you?
And they used to be billeted here before they were for training.
Oh, I see.
Before they were sent wherever.
Wherever,
you know.
Yes.
And their wives used to come and visit them if they were near enough. Some of them were from Blackpool or Lancashire area, and their wives used to occasionally come to visit. And then we had, I don't know in what order we had these.
No.
But we had, there was French who'd been living in Madagascar.
Oh,
right. And Madagascar was taken over and they were all shipped out in a hurry.
I see, yeah. Because that would have been the French colony, of course.
Because they were being overrun. It was a French colony.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of them were brought here. And we had about four, the men had gone to fight, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And the women and children. So we had about four women with families.
Did you?
For a bit.
Did you?
And some of them used to annoy my mother because they had been used to having servants. And you got very little for keeping these.
I see.
They were like refugees, really, and you got very little for keeping them.
Mm.
But some of them expected to be waited on hand and foot.
Really? Thought they would
which
come
used to annoy my mother very much.
Yes.
But some of them were very nice, and I remember one lady particularly with a little boy, and she was a music teacher, and she was a great niece of Gounod, the composer.
Oh.
So she used to play all his music. And she was a music teacher. and she tried to teach my brother and I music.
Wonderful.
She failed hopelessly with me. And she also used to teach us French, because all these children used to speak not a word of English. And it's quite amazing how much you pick up as a child.
Yes, yes.
I was no good at, when I went to school later on, to secondary school and learned French, I was absolutely no good at it, because the grammar,
yes,
and having to write all these verbs and grammar,
yes,
just wasn't me.
No.
But it's amazing how much we could speak.
I can imagine.
Just playing for about 6 months with these children.
Yes.
We learnt a few words and they taught us a bit.
Yes.
And we all got on great.
Did you?
And then they were, they eventually, I think, were taken to Canada.
Oh.
They didn't want to go because at the time it was very dangerous.
Of course it
you
would
know,
be.
The to be taken to Canada.
Yes.
Because of
the minesweepers, the mines and whatever, yeah.
They didn't really want to go, but they were all sent to Canada. And they did get there, because one of them managed to get a message back, eventually.
Really?
The one that used to teach us.
Oh!
You know.
How interesting, yes.
That they had got there.
Yes.
And they'd settled.
Did she keep in touch?
No.
Oh,
no,
well, did she?
That, no.
Yes.
But, and also staying with us, we had a, for a while, there was a lady with three girls.
Mm-hmm.
She was, I think they were from Ipswich. Her husband was German, and he'd been teaching at one of the universities. He was a professor, I think.
Uh-huh.
And of course, war broke out, and he was interned,
yes.
And he was sent to Peel.
Oh, right.
And they came over to be near him,
mm-hmm.
for a bit, because
mm-hmm.
they were allowed to visit,
mm-hmm.
I don't know, not very often, but
no.
Occasionally.
Yeah.
So they were sort of different.
Yes.
And they were with us for about 6 months or a year, I think.
Really? The wife and the son?
The wife and the three girls.
Three girls.
Mm. And she was a teacher herself, so she taught the three girls at home.
Yeah. What was their names, can you remember?
Ah, yes, they had a double railroad name. Horsfall Ertz. I suppose Ertz was the German, you see.
Yes, yes.
There's my phone.
I don't know if that brings back any memories to you or not. That's where all the camps were.
Oh yes, there was one at Ramsey as well, of course, wasn't there?
Yes.
Wasn't Knock Ailo the First World
War?
Yes,
it was. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, well, these were the second ones.
Yes.
Yeah. So you had quite a lot of...
Quite eventful, yes.
Yes.
It mixed us up.
Yes,
probably
it would
did
too.
Us good, you know.
Yes.
Not so insular.
That's right. It widened your horizons.
Yes, very much.
Yeah.
Mm. And then there was another lad who used to... he went to King William's College.
Mm-hmm.
But normally in holidays, he went to his... stayed with his grandmother. I think his parents were abroad. And he stayed with his grandmother in Liverpool. But of course, during the war, Liverpool was... very badly blitzed.
Yes.
So he didn't go home. He came.
Oh.
His grandmother came over here.
Oh, I see.
He came to stay with us for the,
for
the holidays.
For the holidays.
Yes.
Oh, right.
So
yes.
We had. I suppose we really enjoyed the.
All the different.
The wartime like that.
Yes.
It was very different.
Yes.
Mm.
All the different people that you were meeting.
Martin used to think it was a bit like another world. I suppose the Isle of Man.
Yes.
You know,
yes.
You didn't get any of the. It was all going on around you everywhere.
Yeah, yeah, but not actually
but
on the island.
Isle of Man, life carried on very much the same.
Yes,
mm-hmm.
Yeah. So when you left school after, you know, did you leave the island or were you...
No,
you
no.
Still
I think after the war, it took a little while for things to get back to normal, didn't it? Mm. But I suppose during the war, nobody went to university or anything,
no.
Did they?
No, well, there's...
And then after the war, priority was given to forces who had to defer
mm-hmm.
while they did their...
Yes.
In the army.
Yes.
But my brother went to university.
That's okay.
He only lives over the other side
oh,
of
does
the
he?
Valley, yes.
Oh, right. Right, so after after you left school, what was life like then? Or after the war? Was there anything at all?
Well, it was still rationing for years, wasn't it?
It was, yes.
You know, it wasn't a lot different
how
in that respect.
Do you know how they managed to supply all the food for all the people who came over? For the camps, etc.?
I think the local shops.
There was enough,
was there?
They
had to have a share, you know, they all had... Because in my parents, they had the village store, and it was
mm-hmm.
also a bakery.
All right.
And every bakery had to bake so much bread and supply it to the camps.
Oh.
Because I know my father used to have to... He drove the van.
Mm-hmm.
And he used to go into a camp. He had to go in, I think it was... twice a week with a certain amount of bread.
Oh.
He had to partly supply the camp where the tram horses are now.
Oh.
Because I remember we used to go with him sometimes and we used to think it was great, you know, when you're a child.
Yes.
You drove, you know, the guard checked you in and we used to go under the arch where the horses now go to their stables.
Yes.
And in there, take the bread in.
Oh,
and
right.
You usually got given a cup of tea or something.
Oh, did you? Yes.
From the guards, you know.
Yes.
But the supplies were kept where the stables are.
Oh.
Yeah. Mm.
So they were supplied locally then?
Yes.
Yeah.
So that I know with bread, every bakery on the island had to bake extra.
I see.
And take, you know, so many
yes.
times a week supply
yeah.
the camps.
Oh. Because
so
there were so many.
I presume they did it with vegetables and things
mm-hmm.
as well.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I would think they'd get their own supplies of like butter and sugar and things, wouldn't they, direct?
Yeah, but where from?
From a wholesaler, you would think.
Yeah, so would they have been coming from across? Or would there have been enough on the island to feed
everybody?
Well, there
everybody? Were wholesalers on the island, so I suppose they just had to import more.
What about
they?
The flour? Would that have been...
That was from the local...
Was it?
...mill, Laxey Glen Mills.
Oh, I see, yes.
At that time, they supplied all the flour.
Oh, right.
But the wheat had to come in, of course, to be milled. You know.
Yes.
There
yes.
was no milling wheat grown on the island then.
No.
There is now, it's newer varieties.
I see.
It was Canadian wheat.
Ah.
Mostly.
Uh-huh.
Or the east of England where it's
mm-hmm.
drier.
Yes.
Climate.
Oh, mm. right.
The wheat all had to come in. Came in through Laxey, the boats.
Did it?
Mm. And the boats were so much smaller then too, you know, they used to have to be
yeah.
boats.
Cargo boats?
Yes, small cargo boats. Mm. Brought it into Laxey Harbour and then it was taken by wagon up to the mill.
Yeah,
mm.
and then delivered to the bakers, presumably.
Yes,
and
yes. Mm.
And so on.
Yeah.
Because there were so many people and you just wondered how they were all fed.
Yes, but I suppose a lot of the men had gone.
Mm.
There'd be less population that way, wouldn't
yes.
there, if the men had
and there wouldn't have been the
gone
tourists.
To the army, and there were no tourists,
mm.
so I suppose when you think about it, it was only about the same number as a busy summer,
so.
Wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yes.
Which they were used to coping
mm.
with.
Yes.
Yes.
Mm.
Can you remember the school Oh, no, you wouldn't do. Of course, you wouldn't do. The schools that were held for the internees' children, but of course, this was at Port St Mary as well.
Yes, I think families were down there, weren't they?
Yes, that's right. Yeah.
It was only adults, was it, in Douglas and Peel, I think?
Yeah. Yes.
Families went to...
to Port St Mary, yes.
Yes.
Yeah. So after yourself, your brother went to university?
He went to university, yes. He was 2 years older than me.
Oh, right, yes. So you stayed on the island?
Yes.
Yeah. Mm.
Yes, I just worked in my parents' shop.
Oh, right.
Yes.
Yes.
I did a bit of everything. You know,
did
you? Baker.
Yes.
Butcher, baker.
Yeah. Oh.
Grocer.
Yes.
All comes in handy.
It does indeed, yes.
Yes. It's quite a good grounding.
It
really.
Is, yes.
I think there wasn't the scope for girls then. I mean, that there were shops and offices, but not like there is today.
No. Oh, definitely
no.
Not.
No.
No, there was no opportunity. Mm. And,
and if you did go to university or college, it was usually with a view to being a teacher.
Mm-hmm.
And if teaching wasn't for you,
mm-hmm.
there wasn't a lot of point in going to college or university.
No.
Whereas now they go for
everything.
All sorts of things.
That's
yes.
right, yes. Mm. The world's their oyster now.
Yes.
Mm. Absolutely, yes. Which is great.
Yes.
Which is great, you know. And did you, in later years, did you marry and come up here?
Yes, I did, yes.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah.
And have you been here?
Since I married, yes.
Have you?
41 years.
Oh, right, yes.
Yes.
You've got a son, obviously.
Two sons. Yes.
Right. Grandchildren.
Yes. Three grandchildren.
Have you?
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm. I think when we married 40 years ago, work for men was very scarce on the island.
Was it?
Yes, it was. And so a lot of our age group went to the mainland for work.
Oh, I see.
And then of course a lot of them never came back because they were homes over there and children over there.
Yes.
Mm.
Yeah.
There wasn't, I mean now there's full employment pretty well on the island.
Oh yes.
There was a lot of unemployment.
At one time.
Yes. Yes, in the years. Maybe not quite immediately following the war, but the 50s.
Right.
And 60s it was.
Was there?
Yes. Yes, I remember they used to have, the government ran what they called winter work schemes.
Oh, did they?
You know, just forestry and...
Yeah.
I suppose roads and...
Yes.
To employ people and men in the winter.
Mm-hmm.
Because there was work in the summer with the tourist trade.
Yeah.
But there was, when that was finished, there was just
there was
nothing in the winter.
Yes.
No.
Yeah.
So it's good to see.
Oh, yes.
Full employment now.
Oh,
yes.
Definitely, yes.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yes, we do grumble about this finance sector
yes.
taking over,
no.
don't we? But
yes.
It has done a lot of good, you
yes.
have to admit that.
Yes.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yes, my brother, of course, he went to university and he took physics.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he's never been back to live.
Hasn't he?
Because at that time there was no work on the island apart from teaching. And he didn't take a teaching diploma. No, he never wanted to take teaching. He went into industry. Well, a few years later, yes, he could have got back.
Mm-hmm.
But by that time, he was married, settled, with children over
there.
So,
yes. Mm. And they make it their home then.
Yes, his home was there.
Yes.
Yes.
Understandable.
Yes, that's what happened to a lot of them.
Yes.
I know a lot of my friends that I went to school with, girls.
Mm-hmm.
They married on the island, but their husbands went across for work.
Oh.
And as I say, some come back.
Mm.
I notice now, were all getting to retirement age, and quite a lot are turning up. They come back when they retire, they come back.
Yes.
But they've been over there all their working lives. And their families are over there.
Yeah. Yes. Well, it's such a lovely island. You can't blame them for wanting to come back, can you?
No. As I say now, 40 years later, they're turning up again.
Yes, yes. Yeah. It makes the population figures then look a bit lopsided, doesn't it? All these retired people coming to live on the island.
Yes. Most of the children on the island now belong to people who've come over for work.
Yes.
The older ones, their children are, the original ones, their children are more on the mainland.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
And they come back to retire, and the children are from people who've come over to work. It's a complete switch, isn't it?
A complete switch. I think there's more people come over. Well, I find it difficult to meet amongst people. The people I meet are usually come overs.
Yes, they are, yes.
Yes. Mm.
And so the children in schools, you find there's not many with Manx surnames now.
No.
No.
My neighbour, I live in Port St Mary, and my neighbour, he's Callister, and he's Manx.
Yes.
But they live in Paris. And they only come over for occasional weekends.
Yes. Mm.
But he does hope to come back to retire, of course.
Yes, that's right, they hope to retire.
Yeah.
But I suppose the war did start that. Everybody mixed up.
Yeah.
I mean, quite a lot of local girls married.
Yes. Was there a lot of
service men?
Yeah. Was there a lot of marriage into any of the internees? Do you know? Or were they sort of kept to separate?
They were kept separate more. I think all we knew of them in this area, some of the, well, they were Italians, they used to be allowed out to work on farms.
Oh, I see.
Mm.
Yes.
But
I lived in the north of Scotland, so that's happened up there as well.
It
was prisoner of war.
Later on in the war, they were sent out to work on farms.
Yes.
Mm.
Yeah. And like you see, they were kept separate, but they... We used to see them and think, oh, there's a German, you know.
Yes, I remember when I went to secondary school in Douglas, Douglas was only Ramsay and Douglas secondary schools then.
Oh, right.
So even from Port Eyre and Port St Mary, they came in on the train.
Did they?
They came in on the train. The postman, I think.
Oh, right.
And I think they... Oh, no, it's postman come back. They used to... some of the internees used to come in from... on the train, at the same trains.
I see, yes.
I think they all had, of course, separate carriages.
Oh, right.
And I know the girls who came on the train, it was a great thing, you know, to wave or talk to, because you weren't supposed to. You were even supposed to talk to them, were you?
No.
They used to have separate carriages on the train.
And they'd be thinking that they had worn up with...
Yes.
Yeah.
If they could...
Talk to them.
Talk to them, yes.
Oh, well, it was a bit like that in the northeast as well.
Yes, it would be.
Yes. That was about the only signs of the war that we had. You know, there was no... The
training camps.
Yes.
And interning. Yes, that's all there was here.
Yeah. And then after the war, when the fighting men came back, as you might say, were the women in doing jobs which normally the men would have been doing, like post women? Did that happen on the island? Or... Insurance, another area, was insurance collectors.
Our postman was still a man, but he was an elderly man.
So a woman didn't get the job while he was away?
was a lady. There was one. There was a lady did it. Yes, there was a. As I say, our postman, as I remember, was still the man because he was elderly. But there was a lady doing it as well.
Mm.
Part of the village.
Mm.
Yes, I suppose there were quite a. Men worked longer, didn't they? You know, they didn't. I suppose elderly men who were too old for the forces.
Oh yes.
Kept on doing jobs a bit longer than they would have done.
Yes.
Oh.
Yeah. A lot of the jobs that were normally done by men, like the postman and insurance collectors.
Yes, women did have to get on with it, didn't
they?
They did.
Yes.
They did do lots of jobs. Yes. They had to carry on, didn't they?
Yeah.
Husbands had gone and men had gone.
Men had gone and the openings for them. But then, of course, when the soldiers or whatever came back,
they wanted their
jobs
back, didn't they?
So that created... then the women had to come back into the normal household, you know, and do their normal jobs.
Mm.
And that's an area which interests me as well, you know. The difference after and before the war of employment of women.
Yes. Yes, I suppose when all the men came back for a few years, apart from girls leaving school, but married women didn't expect to work, did they?
No, they didn't. No.
Their job was at home.
That's right, looking after the house and family.
Yes.
I think it was only the war that gave them the opportunity to earn some money for themselves.
Mm. Yes, I suppose they didn't want to go back to.
Well, they had
just
a little bit of freedom.
Yes.
And a little bit of independence.
Mm. And it was the same with travel.
Yes.
I suppose pre-war, a lot of people never even left the island.
I would think not.
But after the war, I mean, their husbands had travelled.
Yes.
During the war, and
yes,
things really took off, didn't they?
And there would have been a lot of exchanging, as you say, of people and culture and things.
Yes.
So yes, it would have widened out.
They'd intermarried, like forces have married here. And
Yeah, just broadened the.
Yes, the broadened everybody. Yes.
Exactly. Mm. Yes. Yeah. Now, is there anything else that you would like to mention? Yes.
Trying to think.
Yeah.
Mm.
The only other. Oh,
and of course, the tourist industry really took off on the island again. After the war. Mm. And the place was, summers were very busy again.
Were they?
Mm.
So all the people who had been previously all came flocking back, did they? Or was this a new generation of holidaymakers?
A lot of them were the same people, but then of course there was another generation as well.
Yes.
Mm.
So they all came, did they?
Yes.
Filled up all the hotels.
Yes, it was so busy.
Really?
Mm.
So it was like a boom time after the war?
Yes, it was, yes, when things got going again.
Yeah.
Mm.
And then
that, I suppose, it was intermarried again.
Mm-hmm.
You know, people were
meeting other
meeting
people.
Meeting up and
yeah. And then it went flat again, didn't it? Well, over the last 30 years, would you say?
Gradually. The last 20 years.
20 years.
Mm, 20 years, maybe.
It's gone down.
Mm.
Yeah. Why do you think that was?
Oh, I think it's... I mean, people... They used to save all year, didn't they?
Mm.
To go for a fortnight's holiday,
mm.
which they come to the Isle of Man or an English resort. But I mean, now people have... Well, travel is cheaper, isn't
yes.
it? Yes.
Yes,
in proportion.
Yes.
To wages, it's
yes.
much cheaper. And I mean, cheap flights have opened up.
That's right, yes.
They can go anywhere abroad for less than they can
yeah.
come to the Isle of Man
yeah.
for, can't they?
And guaranteed.
That's it,
the weather.
Well, it's...
Yes.
You go to Spain or somewhere, it's guaranteed sunshine.
Yes.
Mm.
So you can't blame them in a way.
No, no.
But...
You can go anywhere in the world in a
mm-hmm.
in 24 hours now,
yes.
can't you?
Yeah. Oh, mm. yeah, the world's definitely a
yes.
smaller place
yes,
than
it
was.
Yes, it is, yes.
Mm.
Mm. So they go.
Yes. They do.
The Isle of Man is more short break holidays, I think, isn't it?
Yes.
Not their main holiday.
No. Just over for a week,
yes.
just an extra
mm,
holiday.
Just an extra, yes.
I know, this is the first year I've been on the island, so everybody wants to come over to see what it's like.
Yes.
You know, mm. But it's only for a week, and as you say, it's not their main holiday,
no.
it's just over.
No, they don't save up all year for a fortnight in the Isle of Man
no.
now.
No,
like they used to.
No. So things have changed that way, and as you were saying, the financial sector has taken over.
Yes, it
where
has,
the tourists
yes. mm.
were the main
yes,
source of income
mm.
before.
Yes.
Yeah. Whether that's a good thing or not, well, I don't know. But at least it brings in the money to
it
the
It
does,
island. And it's
yes.
all the year round.
Yes,
and
it's
not
steady.
This slump.
That's right, it's steady.
In
yes.
The winter.
Yes.
Mm.
And then in the last generation, the men would have been working, I understand, because I was interested in the herring fishing industry as well.
Yes.
And I understand that in the last generation the men would have done the farming in the winter and then gone to help at the herring fishing.
Yes,
and
the women were left
yes,
to carry on.
To carry
on,
on
the farm.
Yeah.
Yes. Mm.
Yeah.
Yes, it was a hard life.
It must have been.
Mm.
Yes.
It is the finance industry, it is a good thing. It's plenty of work and all the year round.
Mm. Mm.
Better standard of living, and of course that
yes.
passes on to
yeah, everybody benefits.
All the services, hospitals.
Right. Yes.
Every service can afford
yes.
more, can't they?
Yes.
But it is a bit annoying. You go on holiday anywhere in England, and if they say, people ask, where do you come from?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you're all well off over there, you know.
Or
millionaires
yes.
over there. They all think, oh, tax dodgers.
Yes, exactly.
Yes.
Yeah.
And, when you think how hard the basic Manx, even a few years ago, had to work.
Yes.
For how little.
Yes.
How hard your parents
yes.
worked.
Yes. Yes, it must be annoying for somebody.
And how hard you worked earlier on for
yeah.
very little.
Mm.
And then, you know...
No, to be classed as one of these people.
Tax dodgers.
Yes. Yes, it must be frustrating.
It can be a bit annoying.
Yes,
but
I'm sure. Yes.
That's it.
That's
it,
that's
yes,
it, yeah.
That's
because
yes.
people only see what they want to see.
Well,
if
that's
they don't
the reputation the Isle of Man
yes.
has now, isn't
yes.
it?
Like
not
Jersey
so
again.
It's supposed to say tax dodgers, it's
no.
tax avoidance,
yes,
isn't it?
That's it, yes.
yes.
Like Jersey and Guernsey, yes.
Mm.
if they only knew, but still.
Yes, the Isle of Man, it's either tax avoidance or the TT.
Yes,
that's
right.
Yes.
Three legs.
Yes. Mm.
yeah.
Mm.
I know the first time I went back after being, you know, having decided to come over because my daughter lives here.
Oh,
and,
yes. How did she get over here?
Because her husband's in the finance sector.
Oh.
And had moved
yes.
to the island about
yes.
10 years ago.
Mm.
So she said, oh, you'll love it, Mom.
Mm.
And, of course, I've been coming backwards and forwards on holiday, and
yes.
I did. I just loved it. Because
yes.
it's very similar to
mm.
where I came from. You know, it's very, very similar.
Yes.
And
well, we go to Scotland every year for our holidays.
Do you?
Yes,
oh.
we go up the west coast.
Oh, right.
Tour up.
Yes.
I love the
oh,
islands
lovely.
And islands.
Yes, it's lovely.
And you know, people say, why do you go there? It's so like the Isle of Man. But I suppose that's it.
Yes, that's why you go, probably. That's why I like the Isle of Man.
Because they do say, if you, the area where you're born and grow up, you associate with that type of country all your life.
Yes.
It's like animals.
Yes.
Bred in a certain area. And when you think, it is a fact, isn't it?
You're looking for that, same, whatever it is. Can't
you're
put your finger on it.
Acclimatised somehow to that type of country.
Yes, and you're instantly just drawn to it.
Yes. So I love the west coast and the islands up there.
Yes, beautiful.
I could go there any time. Yeah. It is like it.
Yes, it is.
Yes.
Very, very similar. Mm. Although I come from the east coast, the Murray Firth area. I was born and brought up, but we've lived all around.
Yes.
You know? And I love the bare and the desolate Caithness up there.
Oh, yes, I like
it.
That area.
Beautiful.
Right up there, very north.
Yeah. Mm. Absolutely. Like you, we, even though we lived in England, we always went up for our holidays twice a year, you know.
Yes.
Just drawn somehow.
And I think with in the Isle of Man, you're hardly ever out of sight of the sea.
That's right.
Not for more than
10 minutes.
10 minutes.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
And you find yourself, you go on holiday and you're motoring across England or through England.
Mm.
You keep on looking
for the
sea.
Sea.
Yes. And thinking, well, it must be over the next hill.
It never is either. Oh dear, we came down to Cleethorpes. Have you been to Cleethorpes in Lancashire?
No, I haven't
no?
been that far.
Well, the tide
down.
Goes so far out there,
yes.
And it's the River Humber. Mm. And as you said, you're drawn to the sea, and we thought, oh well, never mind, we'll beat the seaside. But goodness me, you're pleased to get a glimpse of it, yes.
Mm. Yes, that's like Morecambe Bay, if the tide's out.
Yes.
You still can't
see
the sea.
Yeah, but there is something about the being at the seaside
there
which
is
yes. different.
Yes, it draws you, doesn't
yes,
it?
Yes, it does, really, yeah. And I suppose that's why the Isle of Man is so attractive, because, as you say, 5 minutes and you're at the seaside, no matter where you are.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, I think it's beautiful. A lot of people don't realise, I don't think, how different it is. They see it as a Scottish island, which is quite bare and heather and rocks and everything.
Mm.
And the Isle of Man, oh yeah, that's an island in the middle of the
island.
Sea. Yes. Mm. And it's not until they come, I think, that they realise.
They don't realise. There's the other cat.
Well,
they don't seem to think you could find enough to do for a whole week.
That's right.
On the island.
Yes.
They seem to think you round it in half an hour and that's it. What else is there?
To do,
they don't realise there's so much on it.
No.
And I think where the Isle of Man scores, there's a little bit of everything.
That's right. Everything.
There's good coastal scenery.
Yes. Beautiful walks.
And there's hills.
Yes.
Put that down. At least you're quiet.
Yes.
Yes, I know a girl I went to school with, and she married on the island but went to work in England. His job was in England.
Mm-hmm.
But they came over every summer, and they're walkers.
Oh, right.
And they go walking, and I said once, well, you can walk here, it's very similar hill walking to the Lake District, but you go to the Lake District any time of year, and you nearly have to queue to get through a gate. You know, it's overrun.
Yes, exactly.
And yet here you can walk from over the hills all day, and the chances are you'll never meet anybody.
And it was wonderful.
And it's very similar scenery.
Yes.
And these people were saying, well, they try to explain that to friends across, but they said they never seem to think they all seem to think one day and you'd have done it.
That's typical of people who just won't make the effort to come and have a look.
You know, they think, well, where would you walk to? You
yes.
know, walk for one day.
Yes.
Mm. What would you do for the rest of the week?
Oh dear, you despair of people like that,
yes.
don't you?
Mm.
Yeah. But if they only came across and saw what there was on offer for them, I'm
yes,
sure
it's
it
great
would
come back.
Oh, it's absolutely
mm.
wonderful.
Yeah.
Yeah. But that most people go, as you say, to the Lake District or up into Scotland into the for climbing and things
yes.
like that.
Mm.
But I think mm. the Isle of Man is wonderful.
But
for
here
you.
They could have the coastal walk.
Yes.
And
yeah.
there's a full week doing the...
That's right. And they're all well
road
signposted.
Goal, isn't there?
Yes.
Sign, you can fill in a week
yes.
if you want.
Oh, no problem.
Around the island.
Yeah.
And there's lots of hill walks
yes.
and glens.
Yeah, oh, mm. beautiful glens.
Yes.
Yes, just mm. for strolling along.
Yes.
Wonderful. You've got so much varied
yes.
scenery.
Mm.
Yes. We could do a
yes,
good
I
job
think.
Of selling the island, couldn't
well,
we?
When you think what happened in, I suppose it would be Victorian times,
mm.
the beginning of the century,
mm-hmm.
they were far more adventurous. I mean, the glens, they all had cafes in them. I mean, they wouldn't be allowed now because of hygiene regulations.
Yes, yes.
They didn't have
yes.
pipe. Well, they got
no.
water from the river. And
yes.
That was it.
Yes.
But I believe before the electric railway ran up this coast,
mm-hmm.
they used to drop people off by boat at Laxey Beach.
Oh.
And they used to drop them off by boat at Doon Beach.
Did they?
And there was a little cafe on Doon Beach. I mean, it's washed away now. You know,
yes.
Gradually eroded away.
Yes.
But you think they had to get off these boats, I suppose
yes.
it was a paddle steamer or something.
Mm.
They would have to... The boats couldn't land.
Oh,
they used
right.
to have...
Little...
Get over a ladder over the side into
yes.
a small boat, be rowed ashore,
sure.
either land at a little landing stage or be carried ashore by boatmen up the beach. And I mean, the ladies in these huge skirts.
Amazing. yeah.
And they did it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And...
No, didn't think anything about it.
They were far more adventurous,
yes.
really.
And one way, yes.
And then I think they could walk up and go back by these horse-drawn
oh.
open carriages.
Oh,
mm.
wonderful way
they
to spend
do
a day.
Round trip.
Yes.
You know, come by boat.
Yes.
Mm.
Yeah. Wonderful. They've tried that, haven't they, with the steamer that comes across from... The paddle steamer comes into Port St Mary.
Oh, the Waverley.
The
yes.
Waverley, yes.
Mm. yes.
That's nice. I did that trip just to see the island.
Round the island.
Yes.
Yes. Mm.
Went up to Ramsey and then came back by
yes.
coach.
But I believe if the weather was fit, it used to leave Douglas and go up to Ramsey every morning and back
oh,
in the evening, you see.
Right.
And you could get dropped off
I see
at Laxey or Doon.
Yes.
You know.
And then picked up?
Or picked up on the way back, or uh-huh. else get the coach.
Oh, great.
Walk up the
yes.
glen and get the
yeah.
coach
there was a
back.
There was a lot of summer camps, wasn't there, on the island? Well, I don't know about a lot, but there was one or two summer camps. People that I've talked to before I came across said, oh, the only time I've been to the island when I was...
Oh,
so
yes,
so.
For
and
the holiday camps.
The holiday
yes,
camps, yes.
The original
style
holiday, of
holiday
camp.
Yes.
Yes. Mm.
And there was quite a few where...
Yes, there was one at Housestrafe, wasn't there? And there was
I'm not sure where they were.
On the headland,
mm.
near Browdle there.
Oh,
Housestrafe
right.
holiday camp.
Mm-hmm.
And then there was one where Shoprite is in Douglas now.
Oh.
That was the holiday
oh,
camp.
Right.
Yes. Douglas Cunningham's
uh-huh.
Yes, they were busy again after the war
mm-hmm.
for a few years.
Mm-hmm.
They got going again and were quite busy.
Yes.
Mm.
This would have been after the war.
Yes.
And, the people
mm.
I've talked
yes.
to.
Okay.
Sort of teenagers.
Yes.
You know, that age group.
Well, they did cater for families as well. But I suppose it was more the young ones.
More lads.
Yes.
Than girls.
Yes. Yes, and there were a lot of Boy Scouts and Girl Guides.
Came across to
Came across the camp. But I suppose until not many come now, but
no, it's more inter school now, isn't it?
Yes. They came across the camp. A lot came from Belfast.
Oh.
Northern Ireland, because probably Scotland as well, because the steam packet boats used to stop at Ramsey Pier.
Oh.
And they got off there.
Oh, I see.
North of the island.
Oh, right.
And the boats came from Belfast.
Yes.
So a lot camped in the north. The
Boys
Brigade and Boy Scouts. And
yes.
Girl Guides.
Yeah.
Yes, and the schools. A lot from the Liverpool area used to camp in the schools.
Oh, I see.
On the island as well.
Yeah.
They all had mattresses and slept on the floor, you know,
yes.
Dormitory type.
Yes.
Because even Laxey School used to be taken over.
Was it?
For nearly the whole of the 6 weeks in the summer there would be different groups coming.
I see, yes.
Mm.
Well, that was good.
Yes.
Made use of the facilities.
And that mixed everybody up too, didn't
of
it?
Of course,
you know,
yes.
Children.
Yes.
All went down on the beach all day.
Yes.
All the local children did the same.
Same, yes.
Mm.
Yeah. So it's always been quite accessible, the island, for...
Yes, it has,
yes.
Yeah.
But it's just very expensive to...